Our story begins tomorrow when our heroine will turn 80. And it ends 1,000 years ago when a fisherman rolled over in bed to discover his wife had returned to the sea. It also begins in a bathroom, in a state of slow epiphany. It also ends in a suicide. No telling which one it'll be. Oh. Stella was born in the water, and here she returns the night of her birthday. Her body is suddenly older than she can account for if she tells the story her way. But the question she tells me is not how long can one body live, how long can it try, but how long can you live in one body before you begin to die? There's an old Scottish legend that tells of selkies, mythical sea creatures in the shape of a seal. The females could come ashore and shed their skin, which, if you were a fisherman, was the thing to steal. Because as long as you held a selkie woman's pelt, she'd be an obedient wife, if distant at times. But if she ever found her skin, she'd return to the sea, and she always found her skin, according to the rhymes. Who here knows what lies between the fisherman's wife and the sea? You see, when I first met Stella, she was indeed a fisherman's brand new selkie wife. All I wanted was to understand her, to follow her through the years of her life. She grows old with a man, has children, grandchildren, knits sweaters. But does she know her fate? Does she miss the sea? Or simply yearn for something better? Oh. Today, Stella sits beside me and whispers in my ear as I write. But she's always changing the story, confusing letters, dimming the light. She says it doesn't matter, that nothing matters, because in the end, she always goes back. Well, I ask her what's the point then, and she has no answer for that. Here knows what lies between the fisherman's wife and the sea. Tonight I will dream of being a seal, muscles solid and lean. I dart back and forth in the shallow ocean water, the beats of swimming. I cut lines into the sand with my shadow, clean and new. I let myself slip away into that great deep blue. Oh.